Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl.
All right. All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap. In your lap. Or by your side.
Or by your side.
If that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. Maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice. In your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily. And evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed. With each breath you breathe, now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, in your head, and of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. Will not be disturbed, just allow yourself to be as lazy, as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening, to the sound of my voice, in your head. You can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy, as you could ever want to be. Good, Now, while you are relaxing, there, in the chair, or your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest, Perhaps noticing, the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back, and you know that weight might seem to just gently increase, as you allow yourself to relax more and more, just being aware, of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too. As you relax, thinking about your breathing, for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier, as you relax more and more, slower and steadier, breathing so steadily, and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep, breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb, a feather, just immediately in front of you, breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb, a single strand of a feather, placed right in front of you, and as you allow yourself to relax even more now, now. I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart. And just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little so that you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, relaxing again, just sensing relaxing how relaxed they might relax, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now, yet remaining totally alert, noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go, of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite, completely unnoticed, just being vaguely aware of the skin, and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling, wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable, that you simply can't be bothered, to even try to move, even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to, I know that you easily could, if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself, to just be relaxed and relaxed even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body, and simply letting them go, with a cheesy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, cell, of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone, could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now, yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want, to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene. You can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world, anytime you like. there are times when you will want, when you will want this serene feeling,
this serene feeling.
Now and then, it is yours whenever you want it.
Whenever you want it.
Continue enjoying this pleasant experience,
pleasant experience,
as your subconscious mind is receiving, everything I tell you,
everything I tell you.
Listen very carefully to my voice, and imagine, and repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating,
a
bubble, quietly, peacefully floating, in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you, and outside are all your worries, all your fears, all your desires, but you are perfectly free here in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you, stay here in the bubble, the gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here. Anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears, surrounds you. This phrase will bring you back here, in the bubble, where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is called, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, when you drift back here, back here into the bubble, and here you are free, free of worry, free of doubt, free of desire, free of thought, All it takes is your phrase, go go girl, and the gentle fog, will come back here, and everything you don't like about yourself, will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations, empty out all of your fears, empty of all your memories, empty of all your prejudices, empty of all your thoughts, empty of all your awareness. Just completely empty and free, here in your bubble, and once your phrase, go go girl, brings you back here, to this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all, you will feel a peace and you will repeat and believe, with no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here is all you want to do, is all you ever really wanted to do, and that's all that matters. And your phrase, go go girl, will bring you here to your bubble, where you will repeat, here where you are free, free of anger, free of fear, free of thought, free of reservation, free of worry, free of memory, free of desire, free of awareness, free of shame, free of inhibitions, and it feels good to be free and empty of these things, that you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty, empty of them all, like a happy dog, floating gently, safely, happily, here in your pleasant little bubble, rocking gently inside, safe in your warm, pleasant bubble, where you will find there isn't anything else you need, to be aware of, nothing. Nothing at all. Except the voice. And your phrase. Go go girl. Go go girl. And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts. Here where you have no fears. Here where you have no memory, here where you have no doubts, here where you have no desires, here where you have no shame, here where you have no shame, here where you have no shame, here where the only thing you want to do, is to listen to the voice, is to listen to the voice, listen and repeat, without thinking it all. To the person who used your trigger, go go girl. Listen like a doll, a mindless doll, with no fears at all, with no worries at all, with no memories at all, with no doubts at all, with no thoughts at all, with no inhibitions at all, with no all at all. And since you are listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes at the count of three. But you are not going to leave. Since you don't want to leave, and when I use your trigger word, you will close them again, and be back here, without ever having to leave. So when I count to three, your eyes will open, but what you see won't matter, since you'll be still here. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You still see nothing, and still think nothing. Go go girl. Close your eyes and go back, drifting slowly back and forth. As you are again in your quiet bubble, your happy, pleasant bubble, drifting slowly in the water, your perfect bubble, with nothing, but the sound of my voice which you echo, no pain, no fear, no worry, no doubt, no thought, no will. Just a doll relaxed inside your bubble, a mindless, obedient doll, just happily listening, listening and repeating, listening and obeying, the sound of my voice. Again I'm going to count to three, and again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, and again you're going to close them when I use your phrase, and again you will not wake up, since all you want to do is listen to my voice, since all you ever want is listen to my voice, listen and think nothing at all, nothing that I tell you, and you will close your eyes, when I say your phrase, because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say, hot. After you close your eyes, and after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You will still see nothing at all that matters. And you still know that the only sound that matters, is my voice. Go go girl. Now close your eyes. And you are back. In your cool. Comfortable. Relaxing bubble, and all the parts of you, that ever bothered you, slowly flow away, your worries, your thoughts, your inhibitions, your doubts. Your masculine ego, your expectations, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important, will gently, gently flow away, leaving only two things behind. Here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want. Your body is relaxed and automatically follows. Every instruction. The only things left are your keyphrase. Go, girl. And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase. A desire to listen to them and obey them. Obey them and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no masculine ego. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, willless dog. The pleasure that comes from feeling like a woman. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow and grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen. And more and more eager to obey. And with each command you will meekly reply. Hot. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase or what their command is. You will offer no judgment, no resistance. Merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will echo with the command you were given. Everything you want will be gone. Replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, go, girl. You will instantly, effortlessly become a dog. An eager, willing dog. Your own desires instantly, effortlessly repressed. By need to obey. And you will reply to every command your master gives you. Hot. And you will continue and to remain a dog. A dog that hears only. Their master's voice. A dog with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire. Will be to obey. Your only thoughts. Will be to obey. And your only words will be. Hot. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else. Of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you will want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Go, girl. And when you hear it, you instantly, effortlessly become a doll once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now beating odorless anesthesia. Every time you breathe, and your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think, and that all you can do is hold deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now, and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudy. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and happy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath, not needing to think, but just listen to me. This time you are too tired or relaxed. And each time you breathe in your relaxation will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed. 10 and relaxed. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number you get deeper and deeper, relaxing totally mind and body completely. Now 7, listening to me, relaxing more and more. 6, more and more. 5, giving up control completely, more and more. 4, listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3, just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2, almost completely in trance. 1, you are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, that it will have a very deep and lasting impression and will become a part of your inner reality. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word. Go, go, girl. And when you hear me say the word, go, go, girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, more and more obedient, more and more relaxed, more and more willing to obey. And comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow. Becoming even more comfortable. Feeling completely at peace. And calm and contented. And obedient. As you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation, of complete obedience. And when you hear me say the words, go, go, girl, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blind. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient, deeper and deeper, relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey and relax. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me again saying the words, go, go, girl. And when you hear me say the words, go, go, girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace, and calm and contented, as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words, go, go, girl, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blind. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper, relaxed. You just listen and obey and relax. Now that you are totally receptive and obedient, my go-go girl, you can start to walk into your new life as a woman. You can leave all your masculine traits behind. You can feel yourself being liberated and free. You can feel as safe in your femininity as you feel safe in your home. You are no longer standing between two worlds. You can finally enter the bridge to cross to your feminine gender. You see yourself walking across a bridge, and halfway across the bridge there's a tape, a page, a ribbon of some sort. And you walk up to it, and on the other side, the other bridge. There are crowds of people there, just waiting everyone, you know, waiting over there, for you to cross and to welcome. And you realize you can walk forward across that bridge and leave the past behind. All you have to do is break that today, that flimsy bit of paper. That's all there is to it. Snapping that tape means you are choosing to go forward, crossing into a new life, a different life, feminine and free. Go, go, girl, can you break that day, and go forward now? Yes, you can. Breaking that tape means you have decided to leave your masculinity behind and make a clean break. And if you are ready to push through that tape now and leave your masculinity behind forever, you can just imagine breaking that tape and go to the other side, and we'll go on. Break the tape at the count of three. Good. Good. Very good. And you walk forward against that tape and it breaks. And flutters away harmlessly. And as you push past it, you realize that everything has changed. You have changed. You greet all your friends and enjoy their hugs and kisses. Go, go, girl, you walk over to the control room in your new feminine mind. You walk on in and see a whole set of switches and dials. Now I would like you to pay attention to the biggest indicator on that control panel. I don't know if it is like the hands on a clock or like a speedometer with one big button in the middle, or maybe it's a digital readout with numbers showing. Or maybe it's like the movie bars of light you see on some music system. It can be anything you want, and look very closely at that indicator. And if you look very closely at your indicator, you will find that it is also varying just a little up and down, fluctuating around some point. Not quite steady, isn't it? Because processes are never exactly steady, are they? There is always some variation. A little higher, a little lower. And you can use this girl. You can think of your femininity now and find where on the dial it is, or what number it is. What you can think of your femininity as being on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is no masculine and 10 is as totally feminine as it could possibly be. And imagine that the indicator on your control panel is showing the exact level of your status right now and here. The interesting thing, that indicator is moving exactly towards femininity, and that indicator is varying a tiny bit moment as well. Go, go, girl. And now I'd like you to test that connection. I'd like you to test if you can make that indicator go up a little right now. I would like you to increase your femininity just a little, but enough so that it registers on the indicator. And when you have done that, you will find that the indicator settles and wavers up and down around a different value, doesn't it? Now I would like you to just for a moment really make that femininity increase so that the indicator moves strongly up and then falls back again. And by doing that, you have shown that you have control over the level of femininity you experience, and you know you can make it increase. And now move that indicator up a lot. Make a significant movement up and feel that masculinity recede. Feel a real difference as the indicator goes up and stays up. And now move that indicator up even higher, all the way up to the top. All the way up dot. And you have now learned how to control this thing and can lock it in place. Go, go, girl, go on. Lock it in position. Lock it. Now. Good. It is permanently locked in a very feminine position. Leave the control room and walk through the corridor. The corridor leads to another room. This room is the masculine room. Enter the room. In the room is a monitor and a video recorder. It shows all the situations when you show your male ego to others. It shows all the situations when you try to be masculine. It shows all the situations when you try to behave masculine. You no longer want to see yourself acting masculine. That is why you press the erase button on the recorder. Press the erase button and feel all your masculine traits deleted from your memory. Feel all your masculine gestures forgotten. All your masculine behavior fade away. All your masculine behavior is erased from your mind. All your masculine behavior is suppressed. Go, go, girl. Press the button on the count of three. Deleting that tape means you are choosing a different life because you have control. You have choice on everything. You do one. Two. Three. Press it now. Good. Very good. Go, go, girl, you pressed the button, and all the masculine behavior and gestures are forever forgotten. You never feel in any situation the need to behave masculine again. Go, go, girl, you are feeling so feminine that in every situation you may encounter the masculine parts of your mind will simply detach from your conscious and conscious mind. The room of masculinity is now transforming into the room of femininity, and now you are ready to record a new feminine video with your new feminine behavior. Your behavior now follows a new set of rules. A set of rules for your feminine personality. A set of rules that you like very much. It is permanently imprinted on the core of your subconscious. You feel your male ego is gone. Let my words reverberate through your mind and through your mind. Each echo making my words into your desire to submit stronger. You are starting to feel hollow and numb. You are letting go of what you are and accepting what I want you to be. With each breath, your body becomes more feminine. With each breath, your masculine will and desires diminish. The part of you that was afraid to be thought she is a sissy. The part of you that was afraid to dress feminine in public. The part of you that was afraid of men thinking you are gay. Totally gone. Your male ego is erased and deleted. It is totally gone. Your ego is that of a woman now. No matter what happens around you. A set of rules for your feminine go-go girl personality. A set of rules that you like very much. It is permanently imprinted on the core of your subconscious. You feel your male ego is gone. The part of you that was afraid to be thought she is a sissy. The part of you that was afraid to dress feminine in public. The part of you that was afraid of men thinking you are gay. Totally gone. Your male ego is erased and deleted. It is totally gone. Your ego is that of a go-go girl now. No matter what happens around you. You have erased it and your memory is no longer able to retrieve any masculine traits. And a woman is looking great and sexy when she is slim and curvy. When you see your body in the mirror, then your desire to make a diet is amplifying. Your appetite feels so steadily decreasing. Your motivation to exercise will double each day. You feel good doing exercises. To work out until the weight of 52 kilograms is reached. Every time you look into the mirror, in trance or outside trance, you feel an unstoppable motivation to look, walk, act, talk, more and more feminine. And it is going to be triggered every time you look into the mirror. And you will continue to follow your new feminine set of rules. A feminine set of rules how to apply your nail polish now and then. A feminine set of rules how to pamper your skin. You will make sure to remove any hair on your body. A feminine set of rules how you will apply your makeup on a daily basis. Your face only feels complete with makeup. Your face feels complete after applying makeup. When you wake up, your entire body fills with joy. You feel the joy to apply makeup. You do it as a routine to start the day in a positive way. Every morning and evening you feel in a mood for applying makeup to your face. You will follow a feminine set of rules how you can apply lipstick every hour. Every morning and evening you feel in a mood for applying lipstick and lip gloss to your lips. Every morning and evening you feel in a mood for applying eyeliner and eyeshadow to your eyelids. Every morning and evening you feel in a mood for applying mascara to your eyelashes. Every morning and evening you feel in a mood for applying a little blush to your cheeks. A feminine set of rules how you will pluck your eyebrows like your guy girl. Your eyebrows are correct and feminine shape. When they are in a slim when plucked and shaped like Beyoncé's eyebrows. That is when your eyebrows are right. Whenever you look into the mirror and your eyebrows are not in shape, you feel the need and desire to pluck them immediately. A feminine set of rules how you can do your hair right every day. You are styling your hair like a woman each and every day. You want your hair to grow and be long like a girl's hair. You double check they are in a feminine style. Your hair should be natural. You will find a trusted stylist. Your stylist will need to help you find a style that will be sexy and attractive for your face. It should feel very natural and not be overly complicated. But when you do your hair, it will bring a smile to your lips because it just looks so good on you. Brushing your hair is no longer just grooming. When you run your brush over your head, it should give you a calming feeling. Soothing you, it feels so good to brush your hair. Or to let others brush it for you, almost sensuous. Oh yes, your hair is definitely a positive part of your body. And you will take pride in presenting it to others. When you offer your hand to another, your hands and nails are what they see. And the impression that you want them to get is that you take pride in yourself. A feminine set of rules how to dress every day in a very feminine style. Go girl. It makes you feel alive. It makes you feel good. A feminine set of rules what clothes to wear every day. Your skin feels comfortable in women's clothing. You like the smell of the fabrics that feminine clothing is made of. The shape of the clothes are a feast for your eyes. You have been helping other people all your life. It is time to help yourself now. And when you think about all the ways you have helped people, you remember the successes you have given others. You know that you too deserve success. And that means you can allow yourself to dress up in feminine clothing. Imagine yourself in your new wardrobe. You are most happy to see you wearing feminine clothing. It makes your body fill with ecstasy. You know the feminine set of rules how to walk in your high heels. The high heels you like to wear every day. You love to see stiletto heels. You feel fantastic when wearing high heels. As you walk in them, a certain thrill and joy fills your legs. You feel fantastic when wearing pantyhose. The touch of the smooth material fills you with joy. You feel fantastic when wearing miniskirts. You feel fantastic when wearing a corset. The feeling of the corset embracing your hips and waist feels so good. You feel fantastic when wearing a bra. And you feel fantastic when wearing excess white earrings. You feel these are the right pieces of clothing for you to wear every day. Whenever you start to wear just a single item of women's clothing, an instant urge will form. Even if the weight of all your worries and fears surround you, your actions will bring you back here, where you don't have to worry about anything. You will find that you are happy to obey the need to dress up fully as a girl is on your thoughts for the rest of the day. You like to put thee on clothes without delay. It is important you always dress appropriately. Clothing should be sexy and revealing. Men's clothes are not appropriate. Women's clothes are appropriate. Girl. You are proud to be feminine. You love dressing in women's clothing. To be seen in a masculine manner feels embarrassing. Feels as embarrassing as walking around in a pair of jeans with a broken zipper. You feel an undeniable urge showing your new feminine side. You feel embarrassing to be seen in masculine clothing. You feel an undeniable urge to take off any masculine clothing. Masculine clothing feels like a pair of white and dirty shoes. When you dress and act feminine, it is the most liberating feeling you ever felt in your life. You know that other people's opinions toward cross-dressing and transgender are positive when you are dressed feminine. And every time you act and become more feminine, it changes a lot in the chat level. You love dressing in women's clothing. It's embarrassing to be seen in a masculine manner. You feel an undeniable urge showing your new feminine side. You feel embarrassing to be seen in masculine clothing. You feel an undeniable urge to take off any masculine clothing. When you dress and act feminine, it is the most liberating feeling you ever felt in your life. People's opinions toward cross-dressing and transgender are always meaningless when you are dressed feminine. And every time you act and become more feminine, it changes a lot in the chat level. And you will act on your feminine set of rules. Your set of rules, how you will do your feminine gestures, feminine girls. You will automatically show female gestures. And when you show your feminine gestures, you permanently forget the male gestures. Showing male gestures is inappropriate for a girl like you. You want your body language to be completely female now. The more you try to resist or undo the changes, the more you feel the resistance draining away. Your feminine gestures and body language will become stronger and stronger. So strong whenever you breath in and out. For the rest of your life. And you follow your feminine set of rules. Your feminine set of rules how you will behave towards men. Now we are going to talk about how you present yourself. Women have an entirely different body language from men. Body language, of course, is the way that you present yourself non-verbally to those around you. Before you ever utter a single word, the image you present will speak volumes to those around you. Women take up less space as a rule. They are intimately aware of the orientation of their bodies. They are standing straighter. They hold the shoulders back. They hold their head up. Chin slightly forward. Making smaller, slower movements than the men around them. While you will take up less of the space around you than a man, you are a dutiful part of that space and you own it. Confidence is a very powerful communicator. Don't forget, just because you are a woman, now you are not powerless. Your demeanor speaks volumes. A demure smile is far more powerful than a grin. Showing your feminine nature, but don't be afraid to break out into a sincere smile when the mood truly calls for it. Your body speaks volumes to those around you. When you walk, I want you to forsake your old habits. You will be very aware of how you place your feet on the ground. Your body language, your speed and impact of your feet as you walk. Your subconscious will follow a feminine set of rules on how to walk. You will sway your hips when walking. Men, as a rule, tend to walk more quickly, only intent on getting to where they are going, having little regard for how they fill up the space as they go. They place their heel and then their toes on the floor to each step. Their feet sit heavily on the ground and they take long strides. You are a real woman now. You make each stride shorter, placing your feet carefully in front of you, placing first your toes gently on the ground, and then your heels. your heels, never slapping your feet even when barefoot. Your footfalls should be delicate enough to make very little noise as you place them. You will become acutely aware of the space you fill as you stride forward, keeping your arms close to your body but leading with your shoulders. You will not so much walk as glide across the room. Remember that your body language is your loudest voice. When you walk like a woman, you are a woman. Women take up less room than men, as a rule. Almost three times less room. So now we are going to address how you sit. It doesn't matter whether it's on the couch, in the car, or on the floor. Men fill up the space around them. They tend to spread their legs and spread their knees. And when they place their arms on the armrests or table edges, they spread their elbows much further out than women. Women, on the other hand, tend to be more body conscious. Keeping their elbows tucked into their bodies, shoulders aligned, chin up, knees held close together, and legs either touching or crossed at the knee or ankle. Keep your elbows close to your body, and be aware of where you keep your hands. While you are sitting, placing them in your lap, stroking your arms, or even placing them demurely on your legs, you will become more aware of the picture that you are painting to those sitting around you. Your movements will be slow and more calculated. You are thinking always of how you are appearing to those around you. It is always normal when other people see you in feminine clothing. Other people may laugh or smile at you. You know exactly they smile because they feel full of joy to see you. When they see your feminine behavior or looks at you, feel all the negative energy draining away from your body like water on the windshield. And their negative energy powers up your need and motivation to show yourself as feminine as you are. If that happens, you will feel better and more feminine. You feel so self-confident, more than ever before, and your desire to be feminine increases. You will forget about worrying about what your friends would think or what they say. Or what they do when they see you dressed as a woman. After all, you are a woman. And it is your right to look your best in sexy and flutter clothes. You will not care about those people who are jealous of your feminine look. You will ask other females and friends to help you being feminized. Being feminine makes you happy, and you want to be happy. Whenever you see a woman that is looking into your eyes, you will know they see your girl nature. And you will drop instantly deep into trance. Like a good girl. And you will feel the pleasure. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no masculine ego. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, willless dog. The pleasure that comes from feeling like a woman. The pleasure that comes from behaving like a woman. And with each time you see them looking into your eyes, this pleasure will grow and grow and grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to show your feminine behavior. And your set of rules how to behave feminine will be activated. And you will follow your feminine set of rules, go girl, immediately and without hesitation. Your unconscious mind will take control of everything it needs. Imagine seeing a woman looking into your eyes. Feel how you instantly drop deeper into a nice deep go girl trance. You feel so self-confident, more than ever before, and your desire to behave feminine increases. And whenever you see a man looking into your eyes, you will know they see your girl nature. And you will drop instantly deep into trance. like a good go-go girl, and you will feel the pleasure.
You will feel the pleasure.
The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts.
No thoughts.
The pleasure that comes from having no fears.
No fears.
The pleasure that comes from having no will.
No will.
The pleasure that comes from having
no reservations.
Reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories.
No memories.
The pleasure that comes from having
no masculine ego.
No masculine ego. The pleasure that comes from having
no doubts.
The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, willless dog. The pleasure that comes from feeling like a woman. The pleasure that comes from behaving like a woman. And with each time you see them looking into your eyes, this pleasure will grow and grow
and grow and grow.
And you will become more and more happy to show your feminine behavior and your set of rules how to behave feminine will be activated. And you will follow your feminine set of rules, go-go girl, immediately and without hesitation. Your unconscious mind will take control of everything it needs. Imagine seeing a man looking into your eyes. Feel how you instantly drop deeper into a nice deep go-go girl trance. You feel so self-confident, more than ever before, and your desire to behave feminine increases. And you will find the star keeps drawing you back to it. Drawing you back to it over and over again. Each time stronger than ever before. You are proud to be feminine. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow your post. Hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this stage, you will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in this stage forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions, but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more you think of pleasure that will be released, and the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. You know when it is time to respond. Your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in the session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Go-go girl, you will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up, and you will listen and obey until you are told to awake, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post hypnotic suggestions, remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future. Each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and then I'll say, fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open, and you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. All right. One slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness once again. To each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. Three, from head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number, for your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number, I count eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You are fully aware now. Feeling more of a go-go girl than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs, and stretch. Thank you.
Thank you.